Welcome to episode 17 of the You Matter podcast with Noonday Collection. I'm Ambassador Whitney Ray, and in this episode of You Matter, you'll get to hear directly from Jessica Honiger. She and Katie McCauley are chatting about what's going on at Noonday Post Shine and are going to get us so pumped up for the launch of the spring line this week. At the end of today's episode, I will share some important updates for future You Matter episodes, so please stick around. As always, I want to remind you that the You Matter podcast was created to communicate to ambassadors how you matter and connect you with the stories of impact happening because of you. Without ambassadors, Noonday wouldn't exist. And I love seeing the comments using the You Matter hashtag on the Facebook wall. You're really making sure that this podcast becomes a conversation and resource in the community. So keep those comments coming. Kelsey Kunkel shared over on the main ambassador wall. She said, if you've listened to the last Noonday quarterly business call or attended Shine, you've totally been inspired by the vision casting Jessica Honiger. She does such a good job of walking forward into 2016 in faith and not fear. And this is why. Y'all, we are meant to fly. So darling, let's fly together. Hashtag better together. Hashtag you matter. And what she posted was an image, this beautiful image, and it said, what if I fall? Oh, but darling, what if you fly? Kelsey, thank you so much for sharing that inspirational image and really encouraging all of us. And now it's really time to hear more of Jessica's heart for each of us ambassadors to fly this year. Like I said, Katie McCauley got to sit down with Jessica and they debriefed from Shine. We will get a chance to hear what's on Jessica's heart for the week of the spring 2016 line launch and so much more. So here they are.
So Jess, we are 3 weeks out of Shine. How are you feeling?
You know, Shine was amazing. I like to think about, I actually looked this up online on YouTube and showed the home office. I feel like since we launched coaching and since we really have hit sort of this new tipping point at Noonday Collection this last year, I feel like we've been this giant sailboat just trying to turn. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, it felt like we caught these new tailwinds at Shine and that the boat is, the ship has sailed and we are sailing. And, you know, I picture us like leading this pack of sailboats in like a, what are those called? Renegadas or something?
Renegades?
The sailboat. Anyway, there's like a term for sailboat races.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know the name.
Regattas, maybe? Anyway, maybe. I picture us being like this sailboat with these giant sails that's caught the tailwinds of really the ambassador community coming together. Mm-hmm. Because there is something when we come together as women who are willing to be vulnerable, who are willing to be courageous, who are willing to elevate other women, and who are willing to really run in the lane that we're meant to run, like that's what blows winds through the sails. And then other people can follow in our wake and we can make way for artisan communities to be able to flourish in the way that we really want them to flourish. But it's been 3 weeks, I have to say, I felt that for about a week. I felt the sails. I felt the wind in the sails for about a week. And then
life happened.
Life happened. Yeah. Like a couple things went down here at the home office. And then like we're, you know, planning out spring and fall. And, you know, we're just doing what we're doing. And I love so much what Glennon said. She talked about how the rivers and the river in the valleys. And how on the mountaintop, mm-hmm. you're really still. And Shine feels like that mountaintop, but how life is down in the valley where the river runs.
Yeah.
And so I feel like Shine in some way was like this mountaintop, and now we're all sort of down in this valley together. But that's where the river runs, and that's where life happens, and that's where we're really able to put into practice some of the things that we learned. And I know one of the things that really takes me the wind out of my sails, mm-hmm. or makes me want to quit running my race, or what all the analogies that I use.
There's so many now.
It really, to me, is this idea of perfectionism, which is the fear of failure, and then comparison, which is sort of fearing what other people think, or comparing myself to other people or other brands instead of just being faithful to who I'm created to be and do what I'm created to do. And yesterday, Travis and I went to go hear one of the founders of HomeAway, which is this huge, it's like an Airbnb, and it's a huge vacation rental, e-commerce business. And they were just acquired by Expedia for $4 billion.
Yeah.
It's funny. So Travis and I, it's this Austin Business Journal TV program that comes on Sundays. And Travis and I were invited to be on the next one. So we wanted to go and check it out and see the interview format. And I'm like, wow, this is, you know, we're following a big act here. Company just sells for $4 billion.
Yeah, it's like, how do we hold up to that?
And then it's Noonday Collection. Hello. But one of the things that the guy's name was Bill, the interviewer asked Bill, who founded HomeAway, just asked him about failure and like, what is something, where's a place where he's really failed? And he talked about how in his 20s, he had actually gotten another company funded, $120 million, had gone to venture capitalists, gotten it funded.
Wow.
And it failed miserably, like absolutely lost all the money in the first week that the company launched. And he thought his career was absolutely over with forever.
I mean, that's enough to make you feel like it's all over.
Yeah, exactly.
$120 in 1 week.
And his reputation and everything else. And anyway, he talked about how actually it was that failure that enabled him to learn from his mistakes. And then one of the venture capitalists actually, you know, believed in him and partnered with him on his next business. But it really, you know, Travis and I afterwards were like, okay, well, what would you ask? Like, what would you say if we're asked this question, you know, where have you really failed? And it really made me think back to the beginnings of Noonday. And even this morning, I was walking around my neighborhood and I was looking at all these different houses that Joe and I had flipped, you know, back before Noonday Collection. I was in real estate and I was flipping houses. And, you know, our big point of failure was really how Noonday was born, because the housing market crashed, but really we had taken too many risks. We had taken on too many houses and we hadn't really diversified our business enough. You know, we had flipped and then we also started doing real estate, but really it was a huge point of failure for us that enabled us then to be in this corner, in this place where if we wanted to raise enough, if we wanted to adopt Jack, we were going to have to come up with something different to do. And so I thought about that. And then I also thought about this huge mistake I made when I was doing interior design, because I've done a bazillion things in my life that seem to make no sense. They now actually do make sense.
But they all connect.
They connect. Yeah. They connect. You might be in a place where you're like, I don't think this will ever connect. It will, I promise. Like, it really will. And so I was helping Travis Wilson, my, you know, business partner, and Suzanne, his wife, decorate their home. And they were really wanting to invest in a couch, like this awesome couch that they would have forever. And so
And this is before he was your business partner.
This is way before he was my business partner. So this is sort of our first introduction of working together. And they had asked me to come and help be their designer. I hadn't done a lot of it. So they were really one of my first clients. And we went, we picked out the couch, and there were these two different colors. One was like a taupe gray and one was more of like a putty color. And they picked their color. We were so excited about the couch. The couch arrives at their home delivery. They paid for the home delivery. I get a call from Suzanne and she's like, Jessica, we have the couch. It's a right couch, but it's the wrong color. And I had actually ordered them the wrong color couch. And this was non-returnable, non-refundable. And this is right in the middle of the real estate market going down. And so, you know, the money that I was about to have to now purchase an entire new couch for them might as well have been $50,000. Like, that's how broke we were. And I was just so torn up by this mistake that I had made. And then also that it had been with, you know, some friends that I really, really respected. I was able to sell the other couch at cost to my mom, because my mom bails me out of all the things.
This makes that story so much better.
I know. I want to hide that part of the story and tell you.
But it makes it so great.
You know, yeah. Like, I went for it on Craigslist, no takers. So I'm like, Mom. She actually loves the couch, so it worked out.
Yeah.
But, but, you know, then I had to spend and buy this new couch. And for me, that mistake has just been powerful because I really did think, like, well, that would kind of be the end of any sort of working relationship with the Wilsons,
yeah.
right? Because I felt like I'd made such a stupid mistake.
Right.
And then here, about a year later, Travis says, hey, I'm ready to live salary-free for the next however long it takes and be your business partner to build this company that you started.
That's like a 180.
Yeah.
And what you expected.
And I think it shows us, too, that the way we perceive our failures and our mistakes is totally different than the way other people might perceive them.
Absolutely.
And that if we stay in that place of, like, I'm just a big failure, I'm just a big mistake maker, or whatever, then we really stay paralyzed and we don't move forward. And so the reason I brought all these stories up is because I do think we're, you know, we left Shine, or a lot of us got excited, or those of us that weren't at Shine, hopefully you guys felt some of the love because you were definitely there, absolutely in spirit, and hopefully you got a phone call or a text from our community, because we know everybody can't make it to Shine, guys. We totally get that, and so we really want you to feel the wind and the sails all over the country, no matter where you're at, and it's just easy to get motivated, and then you put yourself out there, and then you start getting the no's. Or you make a mistake, or you know, so many things that happen that make us feel like, okay, I'm going to throw in the towel. Mm-hmm. I'm a failure. Never mind. Mm-hmm. And so what can we really do to be resilient, you know, in those places? And I think so much of that is, you know, not putting our identity in this false idea of perfectionism. Like, perfectionism is actually impossible. Mm-hmm. And we've got to embrace that we are going to make mistakes and we are going to fail. And, you know, I tell this story about, and Joe called me out on this, my husband at Shine, but, you know, I went snowboarding in March and I had picked up snowboarding like when I was 18, 19, you know, back when I was a young whippersnapper like you, Katie. I'm not a young whippersnapper anymore. And so I learned how to snowboard and I'd had a blast and I thought it was super fun. And I mean, I was so sore. I'd never been more sore in my life, but mm-hmm. I had fun. But yeah. I spent like basically the first 4 days like on my ass going down the mountain. Like, it was painful. It was hard.
That's why I haven't tried snowboarding yet, by the
way. It's painful.
Yeah.
It is. So, but then, but the cute boys snowboard. At least they did back then. I think skiing's really come back. So
it's a different kind of cute boy.
It
is. The one that snowboards and the one that skis, I'm into the snowboard cute boy.
That, me too.
Yeah.
I was like into that mountain man guy. And so then we took a big break, you know, kids and money and all that. I hadn't been snowboarding in 10 years. So we went in March and I even own a snowboard. So I like dusted off my old snowboard,
literally
and got on the mountain with Joe and I did not have fun. And I got to the end of the day and I was like, man, I really didn't have fun today. Mm-hmm. And he said, Jessica, that's because you spent the whole day just trying not to fall. And then he said, and you know what, Jessica, I don't think you've ever really liked snowboarding. I really think you're meant to ski.
Yep.
And so I put on skis the next day and I ended up going skiing with my 74-year-old father. We had a total blast.
That's awesome.
We had so much fun and I had fun and I didn't worry about falling. I think I am ultimately, I'm more comfortable on skis,
mm-hmm.
but I think I'd wanted to snowboard because I'd wanted to try to like be this other person that I thought I should be,
yep.
instead of just being who I am. And I'm not a snowboarder, I'm a skier.
Yeah.
And I had fun. Once I embraced that, I really had a blast going down the mountain. And then, you know, I think that when we are just spending all of our energy just trying not to fall and trying not to fail, then ultimately we're not spending our energy being who we're meant to be, doing what we're meant to do, mm-hmm. you know, and it takes us out of the game.
Yeah.
And so I think to really practice that resilience that we all have to practice, especially in our noonday businesses where you're on your own out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, you are the one that decides I'm going to do something for my business today. You're the one who someone compliments you on your necklace and you decide in that moment whether you're going to make an ask or say something or you're just going to to go along your merry way. Yep. You're the one who might see a woman who you think would be an awesome ambassador, and you're the only one who has the power to tell that other woman about the opportunity. And so I think, you know, to really practice that resilience, we have got to understand where we're getting our identity. And it's not in the outcome. It's not in our performance. Mm-hmm. It's not in what we're doing, but it's in who we are and who we're created to be.
Well, and one of the things I've been thinking about as you've been talking is I don't want to learn from, be led by, or come alongside someone who doesn't know valleys. Mm. Like if they don't understand the valleys, like in their own life or haven't experienced it, like that's not someone that I believe in too. Like, you know, sitting here as a listener, and I'm sure a lot of ambassadors might be feeling this as they're listening too, like that makes me have more trust in you as a leader. Mm. And I think as ambassadors, a huge value that they bring to their community, that all of you bring to your community, is that you know valleys. Like you know what it's like to hustle for your business. Mm-hmm. You know what it's like to struggle with insecurity in your own life. And I think that creates authenticity that mm-hmm. your customers and your hostesses see. And that's what draws them in too. Not just the story, not just the style, but what you bring as a woman and who you are. And like they see that and yeah. they want to be a part of that.
Yeah. And I think when we talk about this power of connection and women are connected, and if you think about our artisan community, I mean, our artisan partners know valleys. Yeah. I mean, deep, deep valleys. And, you know, my valleys don't look like theirs. Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing. It's interesting. I meet with a couple of my best friends on Friday mornings, and two of us have really struggled with body image. And the third girl is like one of the skinniest people you'll ever meet. Mm-hmm. You know, she's just tiny, tiny. But she'd had this moment of body insecurity last night. Mm-hmm. And she was needing to share that so that shame wouldn't rule her day. Uh-huh. But she felt insecure to share that because she thought, well, it's so tiny compared to your journey, you know, which mm-hmm. has taken a lot of therapy and like other things. And she's like, I just had a bad night. And I'm like, no, we can't compare one another's valleys, and we yeah. can't compare one another's vulnerabilities, because the whole point is that when we each as women are able to kind of those little thoughts that kind of come through our minds, they can end up owning us. Mm-hmm. You know, these shameful thoughts or these I'm not enough or even the couch. It's like, oh, I made this big mistake and like I should not ever own a business because look what happens when I make decisions.
And when you say it out loud, you're like, that's so ridiculous.
Right. And if you say it out loud to someone else who also connects with you and makes you not feel ridiculous, mm-hmm. that's where the power is, right? And that's where we can kind of come together instead of judging one another, because yeah. we all actually have valleys, mm-hmm. right? It's just a matter of, are we going to be able to be real? But sometimes we're afraid to be real because maybe we're not going to get the response that is worthy of our valley.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I do think that's what you're talking about earlier. It's like finding those people that are going to be a safe place for you to kind of share your valley mm-hmm. with. And that's really what I want in our ambassador community, right? Is yeah. like shame-free zone.
Yep.
Because we're doing things that are brave, you know, and they require a lot of bravery. They require a lot of courage. And for us to be resilient and to kind of feed that fire of bravery that creates like that contagious courage, then we've got to be a community that cheers one another on. Mm-hmm. And that when we're having a bad day or when we're struggling with perfectionism or when we're saying like, man, I was scrolling through Instagram today and I noticed Noonday Collection featured this ambassador. Well, how come they've never featured me, mm-hmm. you know? And that's just comparison. Like, that's actually not going to help you with your business that day. What you could do with that is you could say, man, I take some darn good Instagram photos. I'm going to send them in to Noonday and see if they'll use them, uh-huh. you know? Yeah. And, you know, there's other things we can do. We can reach out and connect and we can say, man, I'm struggling with this today. Will y'all help me? Mm-hmm. And that's really the kind of community that I see. I do. I feel like our tribe is so unique in that, because, you know, we care about fashion and style, but in this authentic way, in this way that, like, you get to own who you are exactly as you are.
Yeah, like in an empowering way.
An empowering way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. beauty can also lean the other way where it's superficial or you're trying to be a snowboarder when you're really meant to be a skier, yep. you know?
Yep.
And so it's like we're a community of snowboarders and skiers, but we're each going to like put on the right gear for what we're made for.
And one isn't better than the other. It's just different.
It's just different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like the Betty rope is not different from the folktale necklace. They are equally loved. They just might each be for a different kind of customer.
I love it. I love how much you speak in analogies because that's how I operate too.
It gets a little crazy.
Yes.
The irony is that I speak in sports analogies and I am not sporty.
I've never heard you speak in a sport analogy.
Well, I mean like athletic analogies.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like running races.
Running races.
Yep. The gym experience.
The gym.
Yep.
The jumping on the blobs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah. That's about as athletic as I get too.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Jess. I know that for me, you know, reflecting on my own Valley experiences, you know, the past few months and whatnot, like this has been really reflective for me too. And I think it's just really powerful to know no matter who you are, you have your own Valley. And
yeah.
Then that's valid. You know, you and I have our own valleys. Our ambassadors have
right.
their own valleys.
My skinny girl can have a body issue.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah. And we want her to talk about the valley.
Yes.
We want her to talk about the
yes.
issue. And I think it just takes the power away from the valley and gives it back to us. And so thank you for
that's
sharing
so true.
That today.
I love that. Thank you so much, guys. I love each and every one of y'all so, so much. And I'm just excited to have a really courageous year with each and every one of you. And I'm excited that in a week, I'll be coming to San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas. And we're going to launch those dates live. And I hope I get to meet and hug so many of your necks.
Gosh, I just love hearing from Jessica. I feel inspired, and I feel like we really just had a chance to sit down and chat over coffee. So thank you so much, Katie and Jessica, for sharing that with us. I cannot wait for all of my customers and friends to see the spring line as it launches on Thursday. It's going to be so exciting. And now I want to share with you guys a little bit about where You Matter is headed for the rest of 2016. I have absolutely loved being a part of You Matter. And from the time last year when we were dreaming about what an ambassador podcast would look like, I began to get so excited about what this could mean for the community. I am an ambassador who is going on year 5 with Noonday. And so I absolutely know firsthand how important it is to feel connected to the vision and the mission of Noonday and to know if what I'm doing really matters. And especially as we are driving around to trunk shows in our car, that trunk show may be awesome or it may not be as good as we hoped it to be. Maybe we are working in our home office and feeling a little isolated from the community we felt at Shine or from the community we're a part of online. And so for me, that's what this You Matter podcast has been. It's been a place of connection and it's been a place where we can really not only know we matter, but just learn more about what Noonday is about and to be better educated to share with our customers. It's just incredible. But now for 2016, I have decided to go ahead and pass You Matter on to the home office team. I really see my role for the next year being one that's really focused on building and supporting my Noonday team. It's been exciting to see Noonday grow and change and being able to see how the girls that have joined Noonday and been a part of my team, especially the girls who joined just last year, I had 6 join in 2015. I have been able to see how they have grown personally. I've been able to see how they exponentially have made an impact. I remember joking with them as we were kind of looking at what our overall impact was in 2015. I said, it's sort of like looking at a Target receipt. You think I only shopped on the dollar aisle. I only picked up $5 and $10 items, but yet, oh my goodness, why is it so much when I check out? And I think that's what we've been able to see collectively through our team is that each one of us doing what we can, it may not seem like we are, you know, the top 10 in sales because we're not, but as we do what we can and grow a little bit more month by month, we are having an exponential impact. And so that's what I am excited about. I'm excited about having those personal relationships and really going for it and really encouraging and inspiring them for 2016. So what that means is there will be a new voice hosting and guiding you through how you matter at Noonday. I without a doubt know that that voice will be encouraging to you. It will still be a place of connection for you. And I'm excited to see how this podcast is going to continue to grow and really connect us to how we matter. So it's my final episode. I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. And so for the last time, I want to share with you guys to please take a moment, share your takeaways from today's episode over on our Facebook wall using the hashtag YouMatter. Let's keep the conversation going until next time. As you interact, we'll drive content and hopefully share your voice on a podcast soon. Thanks for listening in, and we'll talk again soon.